Jordy, how you feeling about opening up?
I'm fine with it. Obviously, the knee that I had surgery on feels great. Through training this summer, we had an incident with the other knee, nothing serious, just something minor, a little hiccup in it. So our end goal is still the same. We'll be ready for regular season. Like I said, there's just a little hiccup with the other leg, and we're not worried about it. We're going to work through it inside and continue to progress, and we'll be ready to go at some point in time during camp and definitely for the season.
Did it require any surgery?
No, we're good. I mean, I'm not going to go into details of what it is or anything like that, but that's just the only side. Like I said, I just want to make sure everyone knows ACL is good. If I could play, I mean, my ACL is fine, so we don't have to worry about that.
You know, have they given you any time to worry about when you'll be back?
No, we're not. I mean, the only thing, timetable is week one. I mean, that's the only thing we're worried about. So we're just going to progress as it goes. No different than what I said with the ACL. As things work forward, you continue to work forward with it and go from there. You don't ever know. I mean, obviously, I thought I'd be going right now, but you don't ever know. So things can happen, and that's why, you know, we're always told and why you don't give timelines, because things can change day in and day out.
Jordy, with all the work you put in on the ACL and having the hiccup with the other one, was a little frustration involved?
I mean, it's not too frustrating at all, to be honest with you. I'm not worried about it, so I think that's a great thing. If it was something more serious, I'd be, you know, kind of be a little nervous, but it's something that's not a big deal. Obviously, everyone wants to be healthy, and like you said, I've already had a year off, so I don't need any more time, but it's part of the game, and when, you know, we put in a lot of work and we're prepared, and we'll just continue to do the same thing.
Jordy, in your mind, you're still on schedule for the season
open? That's the plan. I mean, like I said, things, obviously, I was on a schedule for camp, and something changed, so, but that's the plan, and we'll go from there, and we'll find, yeah.
Hey, with all the experience you've had with Aaron, how much time do you realistically need to build that?
I don't know, and I think that's hard to really tell. This is a new situation. A few years ago, I practiced the first week of camp, missed off camp, and then came back the last week and was fine. But I also played the whole season before, and so. But honestly, I think mentally I'll be sharp. I mean, I'm out there with the script. I'm going through the plays every time they run a play, obviously in every meeting. Understanding what Aaron's talking about, what he's wanting. I have, you know, this is my ninth year with him, so they'll just be getting used to seeing the ball again, and we'll be able to do that towards the end of the camp.
How do you stay patient, though? I mean, you drive yourself, so how do you stay patient?
It's easy because I'm still working. It's not like I have to just stand there and not do anything. You know, we're in there working. We're working on all different aspects, and if it's in the weight room, in the training room, during practice, whatever it is, and then during practice while I'm watching the guys work out or go through practice, I'm working mentally. You know, I can line myself up. I can go through my splits. I can go through my routes. And so everything will be, you know, fine-tuned, ready to go, and then I just have to put my body through it.
Jordy, how long do you expect to be out?
We don't know. So we don't put timetables on things. It's something that's just going to progress. And, yeah, it's like I said, we put a timetable on the ACL, and we thought we'd be back, but obviously something happened. So with the other, you know, again, not – the ACL. No one needs to freak out. So that's what we're trying to get after. So, I mean, if we put a timetable and something else happens, then I might lie to you. So it's something that we'll just progress. And as it gets better, we'll do more and get back as soon as possible.
Do you know how you did it?
Just working out.
How does it feel helping this young receiver group come into itself here at the beginning stage of training camp?
Oh, it's great. Obviously, we had some time this offseason working with them, and you try to give them as much information as possible. You don't want to overwhelm them. You don't want to give them too much because they just need to, right now, especially early in camp, focus on the routes, their splits, the basic stuff, and then slowly progress through that. And once they get a grasp on that, you can feed them a little bit more. So it's fun to help out. It's fun to be in that kind of coaching leadership role. And, I mean, there's still multiple ways to be a part of this team and help out while, you know, not out there running.
Anything in the group stand out or –
I was impressed by today. I told some guys this is the best offensive practice I've seen day one in all my years of playing football. Usually the defense comes out, you know, running around crazy. You know, it's easier to me, I think, chemistry-wise to play defense right away than it is offense. You know, offense, all 11 guys kind of have to work together. But, you know, it seemed like today that, you know, we were making some big plays and being consistent in making the plays, catching the ball, had some big runs. So I think that's real positive to see. Obviously, what they put in this offseason, it's carried over.
What's made the difference?
What? With that?
Leading up to today, what do you think?
I don't know. like I said, it's, offensively you're getting rhythm, and we must have just gotten rhythm. Again, it's no different than a game. It can go tomorrow, might be a completely different story. So they got in a rhythm, they made plays, and when you see guys make plays, everyone's confidence grows, and it just works that way. It's a weird game. Sometimes we make it look easy, but it's not, and you know, sometimes it goes well.
Speaking of making it look easy, the rookie Davis had two deep catches, mm-hmm. one-handed catch, and then Devontae had that deep catch as well. What were you thinking when you see all these plays being made?
Again, guys just making the most of their opportunity. You know, sometimes during training camp it can get limited for as many guys that get rotated through. You don't ever know how many snaps you're going to get. So when you get that opportunity to make a play, especially if you get in there with Aaron, even Brett now is the number two, it's big for them to complete the play and, you know, show them that they can do it, they can trust them, and that slowly grows, especially with these young guys and Brett, to be honest with you, because they're the ones that are going to be practicing together all the time, and they're going to be playing the majority of the game together. And so you build that confidence with him, he's going to be looking for you more, and, you know, that just gives you more opportunities to make plays.
How do you react to former players sitting behind anchor desks and say, well, that offense really missed Jordy last year, he's coming back this year, that'll make him a Super Bowl contender? I mean...
I don't pay attention to any of that.
Yeah.
Cool.
But Jordy, is it?
But you take that upon yourself, though, don't you? Just
what?
As a leader and the experience and the chemistry you do have with your quarterback.
To do what?
You can make that much of a difference.
I don't know. I think you don't ever know. Like I said, everything's different. And, I'm just worried about getting on the field. So, and then if I'm on the field, I'll do what I can, do my job, and if it helps out, it helps out.